Petersburg's school board will be searching for a new superintendent again this year. The superintendent of the school district has resigned after 6 months on the job. KFSK's Angela Denning reports.
Lisa Stroh was hired as superintendent July 1st after visiting Petersburg as a finalist for the position. She worked through the fall, but left town just before the Christmas break after asking the school board for administrative leave. The leave request was for December 16th to January 5th, and the board granted it. Then, on December 31st, Stroh sent the board a letter of resignation, stating she wanted to resign for family medical reasons. School Board President Jean Ellis reads from Stroh's letter.
I would like to thank the many wonderful people of Petersburg for making my time here so enjoyable.
Stroh stated that she wanted the resignation effective June 30th. However, the school board is proposing ending her contract now. Again, Jean Ellis.
Her contract runs through June 30th, 2015, but she will not be serving as superintendent effective immediately.
Ellis says the board will consider a proposed settlement and release agreement at a special meeting Thursday night. She wanted to wait until the meeting to release more details about Stroh's contract. How the district's budget might be affected will also be detailed at the meeting. Stroh's salary was $122,750. Ellis says all in all, the school district is in good position for a transition into new leadership.
We have an amazing school district. It's very strong and good, and I'm thinking things will move very smoothly.
Part of that transition includes longtime grade school principal Erica Klute Painter. She's been filling in as superintendent during Stroh's administrative leave, and with board approval, she would continue in that role through the end of the school year. Klute Painter agreed that the transition should be smooth, even though it's taking place within the school year.
For a mid-year transition, the change is hard, and it's a lot for people to think about, especially the immediate effects, more specifically in this building, in the elementary building, just because this is where the most change is actually happening. So I guess I want to assure people that we're going into it with a positive attitude, and it's going to be great. We're going to do this well.
Ellis says the search process for a new superintendent would begin immediately with the plan of hiring someone permanently July 1st. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.